Hello and welcome to your advanced hypnosis session from hypnosisdownloads.com. You'll get the best results from your download by giving it your full attention. Please do not listen to it when you need to maintain concentration, such as when driving.
Hello and welcome to Maximize Motivation and Energy at Work from hypnosisdownloads.com. My name is Mark Tyrrell and I'm a director of Uncommon Knowledge. Before you start to relax deeply, I'm just going to say a few words about motivation at work. How do you harness your energy and get yourself motivated for work? Of course, we know that much of life comes down to attitude, and it's really the man or woman who has all the brains that gets ahead. Of course, intelligence helps, but intellect without drive, ambition, self-belief, and vision is worth little. So firstly, I'd like you to decide what area of your work most needs an injection of that motivating feeling. In which aspects of your work do you feel you're not as motivated as you need to be? And don't think all of it. Get specific. Which part of your work is it hardest to focus on wholeheartedly? Think about that now for a few seconds and choose one specific time or instance. We can always work on others at another time. Now, think about what it will mean in your life when you begin to have incredible motivation in this aspect of your working life. And what will it mean to those around you? How will they be inspired and encouraged by you? Now, close your eyes for a few seconds, but don't go into a trance just yet. And think about the actual impact these changes are going to make on your life as a whole. Consider all the knock-on benefits. And with those eyes closed, get a sense of that future just now, noticing all those differences in your mind as you do so. What improvements are going to be to your income, perhaps, or your self-respect, your humour and mood and energy levels. Do this now. And now open those eyes again. Now I'd like you to understand this vital point. Motivation is a feeling. It's not a thought or an idea. I repeat, motivation is a feeling. You know when you're motivated because you feel motivated. It's not a question of thinking you should be. It's a sensation. But your enthusiasm needs to be steadier, a reliable resource. For you to become more successful, your drive needs to be like a powerful wave, gathering momentum and producing changes in its wake. Of course, there have been times in your life when you've been strongly motivated. There was absolutely no way you weren't going to do something. You absolutely felt that you had to do it. Maybe you were incredibly motivated to scratch a really bad itch. No motivation problem there. Something you want to do straight away. Or you just had to have a glass of water because you were so thirsty. On other occasions, you've been really motivated to eat because you were hungry. And you've probably been so tired at some point that you've just had to rest. It felt absolutely inevitable that you just have to sit down and get your breath back. Maybe you were so exhausted, you just had to lie down, rest, and go to sleep. All these times indicate strong motivations, and it's always a feeling of motivation. You had great motivation in these times. The point is, you know what motivation feels like. Think about what it is in your life that gets you going. Whether it's sports or politics or certain ideas or activities. What are you or have you been passionate about? Where's the juice in your life? What really does get you going, energizes you? Think about this for a few seconds. And now, close your eyes and get some of the feeling connected to that intense motivation. You know, when you're so compelled to follow through with that action that you just have to do it. Close your eyes and get a sense of that feeling right now. And so now, you can start to relax very comfortably and really start to relax that body and mind. As a part of you can just begin to observe your breathing, because it's interesting to notice how your breathing actually knows what to do to calm everything down so nicely. And now, allowing those eyelids to remain gently closed, just let them stay shut now and really start to notice that, regardless of your conscious mind, that body of yours really does know how to begin to relax very deeply. The waves of comfort beginning to radiate through the muscles. And rest just permeating the skin and the limbs and the toes of your feet. And how the fingers feel as they begin to relax very deeply, without having to try or not to try. A part of you doesn't even have to listen to the sounds of my words. Sometimes they can fade in and out of awareness, like the sounds of raindrops on glass, as you drift in and out of a sleepy snooze, with the muscles feeling heavy, as you relax more completely to every passing second. And as you relax very deeply and completely, certainly those eyelids know how to have a great deal of comfort and calm. And those arms, too, have the deep capacity to start to experience deep rest now, and circulating calm and peace over and through your body. As you breathe relaxation to any parts of you that could do with that right now. And of course, in a part of your mind, the same part that dreams at night perhaps, the inner eye, could begin to get a sense of a beautiful image, like a beautiful room somewhere, with light shining in through an ornate window perhaps, or a cool, calming garden, almost like a wonderfully relaxing courtyard. You get a sense of somewhere very comfortable in your mind right now, and how calming it is to be here in this wonderful place in your mind. Something about the colors, perhaps, but so restful. Or something about the light that is so calming. And even the purity of the air around you in this place can just allow you to settle back and relax so, so deeply. And you know, just being in a place like this lets rest and deep calm just settle upon you, like specks of light caressing and soothing your mind. Colors and shapes in a beautiful place can be so peaceful. Now, there have been times when you've been very motivated and focused, and your body actually feels different when you're like that. The energy in those hands is different. Times when you're doggone determined and set upon the task that everything else just disappears from your mind, except this one focus of attention. You have to do it. Feel so determined. Everything else fades away from consciousness, and you focus on your goal. Like a great archer taking aim, you have absolute focus, and you begin to conjure that feeling whenever you need to. Because time doesn't come back again once it's gone. Now, on the count of three, I'd like you to bring thumb and finger together on one of your hands. Other parts of you can remain relaxed. And when you do so, notice that feeling of force and motivation. Like the ultimate force of the universe, like a physical force rolling up through the body and mind very powerfully. And as you do so, memories of incredibly focused times may come to mind, or you may just notice the feeling of physical force as a sensation in your body and a strong sense in your mind. And one, and two, and three, bringing thumb and finger together right now. That's it. And with your thumb and finger together now, really notice the power of this motivation. An intensity through the body and mind. That's it. Getting stronger and stronger. Really notice these motivational feelings sweeping through you like a great physical and psychological energy. It's going to change very important things in your life. And now, on the count of three, just let go of those fingers, allowing the thumb and finger to part. That's it. Getting a sense of drifting back into that calming room or garden and feeling so restful and calm again. And one, and two, and three, just letting the thumb and finger drift apart again. Getting a sense of wonderfully sweeping, gentle calm, flowing and filtering through you, back into a beatific state of tranquility of mind and body. That's it. Now, the most motivated, dynamic and energetic people throughout history have needed somewhere, either in their minds or in the material world, to relax, recharge, and gather the forces necessary for those tremendous achievements. And it really can feel like this, such deep, cleansing, empowering rest now. Every cell and particle of your body infused with refreshing, energizing comfort and rest now. And your mind is going to become so skilled at instantly calling forth, when needed, this motivational energy. On the count of three again, I'd like you to bring that thumb and finger together. And this time, you can feel that motivating force even more powerfully throughout your mind and body, like a charge of natural focused energy throughout the body, preparing now on one, and two, and three. That's it. Just bringing thumb and finger together again on one of your hands. As you do so, notice all that powerful motivational force flowing throughout the body, bringing great intensity of focus and an energized sense to every and all parts of you. That's it. And with that thumb and finger together now, really feeling that focus, like when you just have to do something powerfully, and really feeling that, the focus of energy inside, of your gathering momentum. Good. And now again, on the count of three, you can bring the thumb and finger apart and just drift back into your deep, blissful, calm, relaxing, restful place. On the count of one, two, and three, just resting that thumb and finger apart again. As the body and mind just blissfully drift back into comfortable room or garden or some other beautiful place in your mind, and everything settles once more, replenishing you for all that motivational force you need at other times. Rest and comfort, calm and ease, tranquility, just bathing the cells and particles of every aspect of your being right now. And just resting deeply. Excellent. And again, on the count of three, bringing that thumb and finger together. And one, and two, and three, now. Feeling the thumb and finger pressed together. And just feeling that motivational force, building, gathering, generating up the arms, through the legs, right through your mind and body again. Right there. Energy and focus when you just have to do something. Galvanize into activity. Good. And now again on three, let the finger and thumb just part. On one, and two, and three, just letting them drift apart again. As you go back into ever-deepening rest and comfort. Good. And now, just let work come into mind. And on the count of three, you're going to bring those fingers together and experience the full dynamic force of having those compelling, powerful, determined feelings injecting right into your work life and career. And this is going to feel pretty powerful for you, focusing on that specific aspect of work that really needs this injection of motivation, and what it's going to feel like to have all this increased flooding motivation in that area of your work life. And one, and two, and three, bring your thumb and finger together right now. That's it. And finger and thumb together. And noticing that, really notice all that motivation in all necessary areas of your work. From the moment you arise to the time when you rest from work after completing that next closer step on the path to your objectives. Just really notice that. A part of you can see yourself. Third person, as if on TV, with all that motivational energy and what you're doing differently in your work life. With all this motivation, just observe that from the outside right now, as if watching yourself on TV, with thumb and finger still firmly together. Seeing yourself working with not just enthusiasm, but absolute single-minded focus and determination. Nothing can get in your way. Absolute focus. And now you can drift into that TV screen, into that, joining that you in the future and feeling what it feels like from the inside to be so focused in these areas of your work. Like these things just have to be done. Like an itch that just has to be scratched. And notice traveling in your mind now, into the future, with your work, noticing some of those powerful achievements as you drift into future times in your mind, still with thumb and finger together. Just noticing what you do differently. How energized you feel in times where before you didn't. And what difference that makes. How everything feels transformed. That's good. And the more you experience this, the more powerful it will become for you. And you'll notice that. And once again, just observing yourself from the outside again, as if drifting into your comfortable place, still with thumb and finger together, and just observing yourself in the future. With absolute motivation and focus in times where before it would have been less so, but now it's ramped right up. absolute focus and energy. Like you just have to do it. And it can be a real pleasure to watch yourself in these times from the future. Sometimes finding spontaneously that thumb and finger just come together and you're not even thinking about it and you get that whoosh of adrenalized motivation and focus. And now, on the count of three, you can just allow thumb and finger to drift apart again. You settle back into deep comfort and rest. So on the count of one, two, and three, just letting thumb and finger drift apart again. There's a sweeping settling of deep comfort. Allows the muscles of the face to smooth over. And that comfort settles down the shoulders, allowing any old tensions to drain away, like mist draining from a sunny morning, evaporating as the sunshine replaces and sparkles and brings new life and clarity. And the toes warming, and the fingers warming to deeper comfort. And every word soothing and floating around you, inside and outside of you, as you rest so deeply now. That's good. And the more you experience this, the more powerful it will become for you. And you'll notice that. And for now, you can just begin to drift back to the here and now. And you're going to notice times when you just feel so supercharged and motivated in your life, and specifically in your work life. And you can begin to awaken now, feeling bit by bit more alert and ready for the future, feeling rested and revitalized. So that's it, coming back to the room, feeling wide awake, and open your eyes right now and wide awake again. Excellent. And remember, the more you listen and relax to this session, the more natural motivation you're going to notice in yourself and in your work life. And you might like to check out other related sessions from hypnosisdownloads.com, such as Energy Booster and Self-Motivation Booster. My name is Mark Tyrrell of Uncommon Knowledge. Thank you for listening, and the best of luck to you.